The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Joanna Carvello, PhD. FDA grants rare pediatric disease designation to SRK-015 for SMA. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has granted the designation of rare pediatric disease to SRK-015, an investigational treatment for spinal muscular atrophy, its developers, Scholar Rock, announced. This designation is given to therapies that are intended to treat serious or life-threatening disorders that affect fewer than 200,000 people in the U.S., mainly those younger than 18. This rare pediatric disease designation, along with the previously granted orphan drug designation, highlights the FDA's recognition of the unmet medical needs of patients with SMA. We continue to aim to establish SRK-015 as the potential first muscle-directed therapy to address motor function deficits that persist despite the availability of SMN upregulators. Young Chung, MD, Chief Medical Officer of Scholar Rock, said in a press release, SRK-015 is a monoclonal antibody that selectively binds to the precursor or latent form of myostatin, effectively preventing it from being converted into an active form in muscle tissues. Myostatin is a growth factor mainly produced by skeletal muscle cells to inhibit muscle growth. By preventing the formation of the active form of myostatin instead of blocking its activity directly, SRK-015 is expected to improve muscle strength and patient's motor function and cause fewer side effects compared to other myostatin inhibitors. The proof-of-concept Phase 2 clinical trial called TOPAZ is currently assessing the safety and effectiveness of SRK-015 in children and adults with SMAs type 2 and 3. The study completed patient enrollment earlier this year, and Scholar Rock is planning to announce 6-month interim data, including safety and effectiveness data, later this year. Top-line data from the entire 1-year treatment period of the study is expected next year. During the study, participants were divided into 3 groups. Those with SMA type 3 who are able to walk unaided, some of whom are receiving an approved SMA treatment, and some of whom are not. Patients with SMA type 2 or 3 who are not able to walk, who started receiving treatment after turning 5. And patients with SMA type 2 who started receiving treatment before age 5. All patients will receive intravenous injections of SRK-015 at a dose of 20 mg per kilogram or 2 mg per kilogram every 4 weeks, depending on the group they were placed in for up to 1 year. The main goal of the study is to assess if SRK-015 can lead to clinically meaningful outcomes in patients' motor functions. This will be determined based on the scores of several functional scales, including the revised Hammersmith scale and the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale expanded. Additional study goals include assessing SRK-015's safety and pharmacological properties. A preliminary analysis of the therapy's pharmacological profile, based on data from 29 patients enrolled in the study, showed that SRK-015 interacted with the latent form of myostatin, increasing its level up to 100 times in patients' blood. The analysis also showed that increases in the levels of latent myostatin observed in the 4 weeks following treatment in patients participating in TOPAZ were similar to those reported in healthy volunteers participating in a previous Phase 1 trial. Chung said, quote, "We are encouraged by the progress of the TOPAZ Phase 2 trial and look forward to the interim readout next quarter that will provide important insights into the potential of SRK-015 in patients with SMA."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. One of the joys of disability is dealing with bodily functions. Mom always jokes how easy potty training was because I didn't go anywhere. All she had to do is set me on the potty, and my reward for going was getting off the pot. Those easy days are long gone. Like so many things, simply going to the bathroom is a process. Everyone's process is different and evolves over time, What worked for me as a young kid won't work for me now. What works for me might not work for you, and vice versa. Why do I bring this up? Because it's not something we openly talk about a lot. Sometimes, though, if we discuss it, we learn things that can be helpful. For example, I learned recently what an SPC and metrophenoph are. You can search the forums to learn more at smanewstoday.com/forums. If I'd known about them earlier, I would have certainly considered them to make my bathroom life easier. For now, though, I relieve myself the old-fashioned way, over the toilet. If only going to the bathroom was as easy as pulling your pants down and taking a seat. No, for me, it's at least a 20-minute process that requires another person. With the assistance of a caregiver, I transfer to a bed to pull down my pants, then transfer to my shower chair that rolls over the toilet. After I've done my business, my caregiver wipes my butt, and I transfer back to the bed to pull pants up. No easy task. Then I transfer back to my chair, where the repositioning struggle begins. Several tugs, pushes, and pulls later, I might be comfortable enough to continue my day. Perfection is something I gave up on long ago. Good enough is what I strive for these days. Inevitably, I'll notice at some point the cuff on my pant leg is turned up or my t-shirt is pulling weird. Oh well, at least my bladder is empty, for now. In about 8 hours, I'll get a do-over. Yes, I hold it that long because I hate the process so much. We can discuss the ramifications of that another time. What's your process like? Do you have any struggles? How about tips on making it easier? Head over to the forums to share your advice. Again, smanewstoday.com/forums. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.